listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Rachel Spears. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Thursday, May 29th, 2025. Here are the headlines to start your day. Tonight in Auditorium, Monteverdi's Coronation di Poppea will open. The Italian opera is about love and murder and betrayal as it follows a woman who is set to become the Roman emperor's wife. Directed by Joachim Schomburger and conducted by Stephen Altop, you can see the opera this weekend, Thursday through Saturday, all at 7 p.m. Also tonight, the Northwestern University Chamber Orchestra will play in Pick Staker Concert Hall. It will feature Joan Towers Made in America, as well as music by Ludwig von Beethoven and Joseph Bologna. The Unitarian Church of Evanston is going solar. The church has announced that it is committed to climate action and has installed solar panels ahead of the city's 2050 deadline for large buildings to switch to more sustainable sources of energy. The 400-person congregation, as well as the church's Emissions Reduction Task Force, have been clearing the path for such action for years. As of 5 p.m. last night, budget talks continue in Springfield as the May 31st deadline to pass a bill that would fund initiatives across Illinois from Chicago Transit Authority to certain public assistance programs. There are debates about a potential sales tax on services like haircuts, which currently go untaxed. If a bill is not passed, a crisis could follow due to a $770 million budget hole and because of high amounts of traffic on public transportation throughout Chicagoland and beyond. On Tuesday, a judge ruled that a lawsuit against the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, brought by a number of states about the cutting of a number of federal workers can continue, but the case against President Donald Trump himself was dismissed. May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. To celebrate, Asian American Heritage Restaurant Week is taking place this week and will end on Saturday. The theme this year is Roots to Table, and they are highlighting Evanston's more than 70-plus Asian and Asian American-owned businesses. Today is National Coco Vant Day, National Paperclip Day, and it is also National 529 Day. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Rachel Spears. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show tomorrow night at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Cat.